U.S. Soccer is changing the rules on heading the ball to resolve a class action lawsuit. Players ages 10 and under will no longer be allowed to head the ball. Players in the 11 to 13-year range will be allowed only limited heading. There's plenty of research showing the dangers of trying to return a player to a game too soon after a concussion. But the question remains whether this rule change will prove to curb injuries long-term. Dr. John Letty is a professor of clinical orthopedics at the University at Buffalo.
There are suggestive studies, but nothing definitive. And, you know, we need prospective long-term controlled trials to define whether, you know, repeated concussions have any significant lasting effects on young kids. So those trials haven't been done, so we just don't know the answer.
Peter Veltri is the women's soccer head coach at Niagara University and is also a youth coach with the Niagara Pioneer Program. He supports the change.
I've never been a supporter of heading, at least that constant motion. Yes, I believe in teaching it, but I don't believe in that repetition of just, you know, standing there and heading the ball back, you know, over and over and over. I do believe heading is something that you can teach at a later age.
Veltri, who played the game at the collegiate and semi-professional levels, told WBFO he did not develop his own heading skills until he was about 13 or 14 years old. He added that this rule change will also create the opportunity for players to improve other ball movement skills. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.